High Vibe Mama is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communication experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hello, rock stars. I'm your host, Carrie Price. Welcome to the High Vibe Mama podcast. I am so thrilled to be discussing all things health, wellness, lifestyle, motherhood, and more. Ready to get vibed? Okay, welcome, High Vibers. First episode, and y'all know that I've never done this before. So this is kind of part of my growth and expansion, something new that I'm doing, and something new in this space where I can share more with you and share our voices. And so in this episode, I'm kind of going to set a precedent, and I'm going to set like the framework of where we're going with this, what you can expect on this podcast. And yeah, I'm super excited. So you guys know me, though, that I love music. I love lyrics. I'm a movement leader. And so I'm very much inspired by music and movement. And so whenever I start a podcast or go live on Instagram or Facebook, I always start with a song, or a song that we can, you know, feel it, and it can kind of set the tone and the vibe. So we're going to play this like a little snippet. I'm doing Holla Back Girl because, you guys, this episode is called The F Word Is My Favorite Word. But you'll know more of what that means once I get into the podcast. So anyway, let's just play a little bit of it. And yeah, we'll go from there. I'm excited. Are you feeling it? We're going to holler back, girl. And you can holler back at me. All of it. Feeling it and feeling your shh and feeling the F word. So kind of want you to get in that vibe. All right. So I hope you're in the groove, feeling it, feeling the vibes and all of that. So where I'm going with the F word is my favorite word. It's actually not like the FF word isn't my favorite word. But as I was thinking about what am I going to expand on, what am I going to talk about on this podcast, it seemed like every word that I wrote down was a word that started with the letter F. And so that's like, you know, food, nutrition, fitness, you know, family. And since, you know, in 2021, I said that I was going to be a little bit more of a savage. I was going to like come all out, be a little louder. I was like, yeah, maybe, you know, F that, right? It's like one of my words for 2021. But then with F that, we have to have a series of like forgiveness of not letting it get to us. And then we have to have some freedom of letting it go, right? So freedom was one of the words that I wrote down. Another word that I wrote down was feeling it, you know, of like there's so many things happening like in our world today that we're all feeling it, right? We're all feeling different things, whether on each spectrum that we're at. And so that's kind of where I wanted to go with it, as talking about just the precedence of where I'm going to go with this podcast. And as you guys know, I've been involved in the space of holistic health and wellness for probably over a decade. And so with being in health and wellness, and specifically holistic and natural health, this is a very broad spectrum. I mean, we could talk about a whole slew of things, especially if we talk about fitness and exercise, there's a whole broad spectrum. But I just wanted to be a space where we can open up about anything, and even topics that are hard to talk about, especially in the natural health world. We're like, you know, there is lots of juicy topics that are crucial conversations, is what I like to say, that I want to have a space to be able to share and share uncensored. Because I think that's so important right now, today in our world. So I was thinking about just where I wanted to go in a primal holistic way of showing up for you guys. But I also wanted to create community. So on the podcast, you guys, I have been asking tons of different moms to be on the podcast. I've also been contracting out different health professionals in the holistic world, natural health world, functional medicine, MDs, to be on the podcast as well. Because I also feel like when we have different voices that we're kind of stronger together, we can make more of a difference. And then you're not just hearing from me constantly. And it's not just my opinion. It's not just, oh, this is what Carrie says. This is another one of her rants or whatever. You get to hear from other people too, and other people that feel the same way that I do. Or I also feel like in this world, I am going to try to bring on people on the podcast that also maybe have different of opinions, because I feel like, isn't it so cool that when we can hear the differences, or we can have a dialogue with somebody? I know for me, either number one, what it does for me is it helps me either validate how I already feel, or number two, it helps me see different perspective and learn and grow. And I think especially right now, we just, all voices deserve to be heard. And so I feel like that's what you can expect from here. And I'm also open, like if you're wanting a certain topic, or if you're wanting maybe be like, oh, what's your feelings on this or this, I want you to message me or connect with me and say, can you do a podcast on that? Or can you talk more about that? Or can we have a discussion about that? And I've even thought about doing, you know, little get-togethers in this podcast space of having, you know, different moms here, and we could all kind of have a woke discussion, you know, from different people, and how fun would that be? So I'm going to try to make this super fun. You guys know that sometimes I'm talking more about some serious topics that really need to be discussed. But other times, you know, I'm making it really fun and you feel like all the vibes. So again, it's all encompassing. It's not going to be like niched out. It's not going to be a one size fits all. It's like all the things. And especially here in this space, I am going to be more open too. I feel like I've held back a little bit in 2020. And I'm not holding back anymore, especially talking about my grief journey, talking about addiction, talking about things that I've done to be able to still move on and still create the life that I want. Despite, you know, some of you that are listening, you guys know the story, right? So I'm going to be telling you more of those stories, going a little bit deeper. And I'll have a disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast if I go into more detail of that, you know, a trigger warning, if you will. Because I feel like when we can openly share, or I know that when, since I've been in this journey, when I've heard other people's stories, it's made me feel like I'm not alone. I feel that same way. I've had those same feelings. And I also want this a place to be of activism too. If you guys know that I have lots of Ruth in me, if you will, that I am very active in the things that I'm passionate about and care about. And so you are going to be hearing a lot of activism on this podcast. You're also like, we're just going to make it like where, I don't know, we just feel all the feels. Like I want you to cry and laugh and feel joy, but also feel sadness, you know? And I'm also going to take you into like maybe some darkness so you can like see some light. And how fun is that going to be? And yeah, I'm just so excited. So you guys are also going to be just, we're going to encompass lots of lifestyle stuff, wellness and movement and grief healing, nutrition, and like I said, activism. So we're focusing like on whole body health and everything internally. I think a lot of what most people are looking at right now is they're looking at all these external sources that are quote unquote going to help their health or save them, when really it's internally what we have to focus on is really going to be our life force of what helps us live in this world, right? And so I just feel like I'm just so excited because I feel like there's so much to talk about, and I'm so excited that you guys are here and you guys are listening in and going to be a part of this community, and how much bigger I feel like how much more we can expand and how much more people can hear different voices. So anyway, I'm keeping rambling. I'm thrilled. I don't know. I'm just like grinning ear to ear because this is so fantabulous of what I always say. And anyway, you guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. The next episode, you guys, just wait. It's Love Month. So we're going to be talking about all things sexual health, all things, hormones, all of those things, especially for women. So that's what I have coming, up for Love Month. Also I want you to guys know that I'm going to probably have a theme for each month. So this month is Love Month. So we're going to be talking all those things, and then next month I'll be focused on nutrition, and then the other month it'll be fitness, and maybe another month might be like I'm going to focus on addiction and grief healing. And so I'm going to have themes, and I'll let you guys know what those themes are. So if you're really, really interested in that certain topic, you're like, oh, I'm make sure I'm going to tune in here. And I'm going to kind of make it be like an all-encompassing month where, you know, bringing on those guest speakers, like I said, and you're not just going to hear from me, but it's definitely going to be more all-encompassing, but niched out each month. So we can kind of stay organized in that. So anyway, those are the intention. I hate the word expectation, but that is my intention going forward. And yeah, just super excited, all the high vibes. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Welcome to the Treasure Valley and Boise, the City of Trees. As one of the fastest growing areas in the entire nation, finding the right home is only as important as finding the right realtor. And who better in the Treasure Valley than Regina Collins, Realtor? Licensed in both Idaho and California and self-employed since 1999, Regina Collins prides herself on the strong business and marketing background. With years of experience owning and operating full-staffed businesses, Regina Collins is ready to work for you. Specializing in relocation, veterans and military families, listings, buyers, commercial, new homes, contingencies, and solar. Regina Collins is able to offer the whole package for her buyers. Whether you are new to Boise, want a better lifestyle for you and your family, or just want to get to know this area better, Regina Collins is honored to help you with this process. For more, visit reginaforhomes.com. Hey, thanks for listening, sending you all the good vibes. The podcast can be found on most major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, follow me on social platforms, Facebook at highvibelifestyle.co, Instagram at _highvibemama, and visit my website, highvibemama.com, and download your free manifesto to launch you into living a high vibrational life. Leave a review, and we'll see you in the next episode.